Welcome to Tourism in Malaysia podcast. My name is Yuzaidi, or you can call me Yuyu, and I'll be your host for today's episode. When I was in Guilin, China recently, I had the opportunity to watch the world's largest natural show, which utilized the waters of the Li River as its stage with 12 mist-shrouded hills. The show called the Impression Sanji Liu Show. The Liu Sanji Show features more than 600 local people who are mainly farmers, fishermen and young children from the surrounding villages to perform to an audience of up to 10,000 people every night. I was told that since it was premiered in 2004, more than 20 million people had watched the show. Well, the success and appeal of the Impression Sanji Liu Show in Yangshou offer valuable insight that Malaysia can consider and potentially implement in its own tourism and cultural initiatives. Here are some key takeaways that I think Malaysia can learn from the organizing the show and implement it in Malaysia. Number one, emphasizing cultural authenticity. Well, Malaysia can prioritize the authentic representations of its diverse cultural heritage, showcasing traditional arts, performance, and local folklore to provide visitors with an immersive and genuine cultural experience. And we have so many ethnics in Malaysia that we can showcase to the world. Number two, utilizing natural landscapes as cultural backdrops. Well, similar to the show's use of the pictures, Li River and the cast landscape, Malaysia can leverage its own breathtaking natural settings and landscapes to create immersive and visual captivating cultural experiences for tourists. One of the examples is in Ipoh, a Perak area, where there are similar landscapes as the one in Guilin. Number three, community involvement and empowerment. Involving local communities in cultural initiatives and performance can foster a sense of ownership and pride, and contributing to the preservation and promotion of local arts and cultural heritage while empowering the communities economically. Number four, integration of education and cultural preservation. Establishing arts and cultural institutions that offer free courses to the students alongside performance opportunities can contribute to the preservation of traditional arts and the development of local talents, enriching Malaysia's cultural landscapes. Example, Aswara, giving free courses for the students, for the rural students. At the same time, students can have the opportunity to perform the culture show in Malaysia. Number five, creative collaborations and artistic excellence. Encouraging collaborations among renowned directors, popular artists, and local talents can elevate the quality of cultural performance and productions, enhancing Malaysia's artistic reputation and global appeal. You see, guys, strong financial support is very crucial for the successful organizations of large-scale culture shows. Well, Malaysia can indeed learn from the approach of providing incentive to banks and financial institutions, encouraging them to offer loans, to offer some sort of assistance to companies involved in organizing such culture events, which have the potential to attract a significant number of quality tourists. By doing so, Malaysia can foster the growth of its cultural and tourism sector. I really hope that one day we have a show, a mega show that can showcase Malaysia's cultures. By drawing inspiration from the successful organization of the Impression Sanji Liu Show and implementing similar strategies, I think Malaysia can further promote its rich cultural heritage, foster community engagement, and strengthen its position as a vibrant cultural destination, thus enhancing its overall tourism appeal and cultural significance.
Do you know what is the biggest evolution in travel industry and how it will affect your business? It's local experience. More and more people are adding leisure travel back into their lives, but interestingly, their preferences are changing. According to a recent survey, travelers are yearning for a more authentic and local experience over tourist attractions when discovering a new destination. If you want to know how to tap the $447.30 billion local experiences tourism market, go to http://usaidi.live. There are free videos on how you can take advantage with local experiences. Go to website usaidi.live now.
Don't forget to subscribe Tourism in Malaysia at any podcast platform. We are at all the platforms like iTunes, Google Podcast, Amazon, Spotify, and a lot of others. Do subscribe for free, and we don't want you to miss any of the episode. See you in the next episode.
Let's be united and promote inbound tourism in Malaysia.
Thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. See you in the next episode.